What prompted you to make another run for the city council?
I enjoy this. The city's given me so much, and I want to give back. I love the city. I've lived here since 1959, about 55 years now. And it's given me so much, and it's my opportunity to give back. And I think I have the attitude that we need.
And what is it? What do you feel you bring to the city council?
We're facing a lot of tough decisions in the future, and we can't ignore our circumstance. Declining population, declining revenues. We want to maintain everything we have, but we also have to keep in mind that we can't keep taxing the people. So somebody's got to have enough strength and fortitude to say no, and I can do that.
How do you address that? I mean, obviously the budget is the biggest thing that the city council does, is crafting that budget. With the declining population, possible loss in revenue from the state for commercial taxes, how do you keep that budget balanced without big increases in the tax rate?
A lot of our departments already have been cut back considerably. There's a lot of concern about our cemetery and parks. Well, those departments are cut back to the bare minimum. We have other departments, excuse me, that we haven't cut back. I don't want to lay anybody off. But as openings come up, I think we need to look at it. Should we fill them with the current circumstances? I don't think we should. And I think attrition, we ought to utilize that as opposed to getting ourselves into a situation where we have to start laying people off.
Would that look at, obviously, two of the biggest departments, police and fire? There's been a lot of talk about a coming vacancy there. Are those the types of departments that you'd be looking at for attrition and such?
Yes. Contractually, in the fire department, we can't do anything during the life of a contract. The police department, yes, we can. We're not mandated to have a X number of people. I believe that we can get by without filling a vacancy that's coming up. And I don't think it's going to jeopardize the safety of the community. I don't think it's going to jeopardize their response. They can still deal with the things that they need to deal with. For instance, last year we had to borrow money to replace two police cars. We have four more that have to be replaced. By reducing the number of people on the police force by one, we can get two police cars a year without hurting our budget. So I think that's what we need to look at.
Does the city need to look at some privatization opportunities with the parks, with these types of areas? Is privatization something the city should look at, or is that something you're not yet to?
That's an idea that has come up from time to time, in particular with the parks. The mowing, what have you, in the summertime. And, yeah, I think we need to look at all options. One needs only to look at what's happening in Detroit, Michigan. I don't want to get to that point. I'd rather be proactive instead of reactive. So, yeah, that is an option.
How can the city council, kind of switching topics, how can the city council encourage improving the appearance of Keokuk? There are some places that are looking good, people are doing the work, but there's other places that have gotten behind. As a city council, what can you do to, I don't know if you say encourage or just get people going in that direction?
And we are doing that. There's a lot of vacant houses. I believe we've taken down seven this year alone. Now, there's other places that need to be cleaned up. People are living there. Those issues are also being addressed. It doesn't happen as quick as we'd all like, but I do know, talking to Kathy Mahoney, I believe, that notices are being sent out to people. They need to get their properties cleaned up. When those things happen, then if they don't clean it up, then we go to court. And then sometimes the court will say, well, we'll give you so many months to get it done. It's a long, drawn-out process. But it is something that is being addressed. Unfortunately, not near as quick as we'd like.
There's been talk in the past and some confusion about whether it could be a requirement for especially downtown buildings being uninsured, out-of-town owners to require insurance, put some kind of fee. If it turned out that it could be done, that there could be a requirement for insurance, would you push to make any downtown building have insurance, basically following up on Green Tambourine?
Yes, I would. One of the problems with that is that it's difficult for somebody to get insurance for a vacant building. However, if that could be done, I would certainly be in favor of doing that. The city needs to be protected.
How does the city council work? Ideas for economic development, job growth, not necessarily as much the big super giant plant, but just small jobs, small businesses. How can the city council help in that process?
Well, when we have people who are interested, there's a number of things we can do, tax abatements, things of this nature to help them out, to get them started. And I think we should. I'd like to see that happen more and more. I'd like to see us help existing businesses to grow. If there's things we can do, I'd like people to come to the council and tell us that they'd like to enlarge or increase and grow. And let us get into it and see what we can do to help them out. I think we need to help those who are here as well as help attract new. So.
How does the council get more people to even come to this? I mean, so often meetings, we sit in there, there's only a couple of people in the meetings. And how do you just get more people involved and coming to government and wanting to just see what's out there?
I think we need to let them know that we're willing to work with them. How we go about doing that, certainly we can publicize it, what have you. But, I think we need to let them know that we're there to try to help them all we can. And however we do that, through publication, through advertisement, let them know that we're here to help them and encourage them. So I think that'd be at least a start anyway.
You've been one council member, maybe the only one right now, that's really doing community meetings, kind of getting into your wards and hearing from people. Is that something you'd continue if you're reelected?
Absolutely. I value that a great deal. I like hearing from people. It doesn't matter if they agree with me or if they disagree. I like to hear their disagreements, their questions, their concerns, their opinions. I value them a great deal. After all, they're the ones who put us there. And I'm not there to represent Ron Payne. I'm there to represent Ward 3. So, yes, I would definitely continue.
As you've been out talking to people, what have been the issues that they have brought up to you? What are you hearing as you've been out talking to constituents?
Some of what we already talked about, the vacant houses, the danger they impose, streets, of course. People want us to take care of these things, and we need to. And we are not near as quick as we'd all like. But there's a lot of other things, too, that people are interested in. For instance, the work that's being done at Rand Park on that road, I had one person ask me, is there any chance of getting a bicycle path included when they pave that? Things of that nature. And people are, they're not discouraged with Keokuk, and they understand the economics of the situation. But they want us to do all we can to help out.
Do you think the council how do you describe the functionality of the council? Sometimes you watch and things take longer than you would think to be decided. What is there an issue with the council when it comes to the functionality? Do you think that it's working at how it should be?
Of course, we'd all like things to happen quicker. But it's been my experience that more often than not, when you go too quick, you miss a lot of things, and then you're regretting what you've done. So you have to go back and try to fix it. The wheels turn kind of slow, and I might have said in my newspaper questions, agonizingly slow. But that's not necessarily always bad, because it gives us a chance to back off, ask questions, investigate, research, and find out what is the best answer. and the best direction to take. Yeah, I'd like things to move a little quicker, but it is what it is, and I think moving slowly gives us a better opportunity to do it right. And so I would continue in that direction.
Any topic that hasn't been brought up on the council that maybe in the next year or so, if you're reelected, that you would want to see brought up, something that people, that the council isn't talking about, that's on your radar that you want to put on the whole council's radar?
I don't know of any what might be considered major issues. I know there's a lot of discussion about a dog park. There's a lot of other smaller issues such as that, that for instance, the skateboard park, we'd like to, you know, improve that. There's a lot of those kinds of issues that people are interested in and would like to see us do something. And I'd like to see us address those a little more earnest and do what we... And we also have some people that who want to be put on the city's sewer system. They're on the septic system now. And because of different changes in the Iowa law, they're under the gun to get that done. And we need to do those things. We haven't talked about it, but I'm sure they're going to come up with this year's budget. If I'm reelected, I'm certainly going to bring it up so we can discuss it. Those are the things we need to do. And it's not just, it's citywide. I don't remember exactly the number of how many people in city limits are on septic system. But it's a large number, and we need to do something about that.
Do you expect any talk? There's been talk in the past, and it kind of has faded away, about the idea of switching from a full-time mayor to a part-time mayor with a city manager, city administrator, changing the format. Do you like the current structure, or would you like to see maybe a look toward a more of a professional administrator in City Hall?
Well, in all honesty, this is one of the questions that came up in one of my ward meetings. And initially, I was in favor of staying the way we are. But listening to them, they've convinced me that that's probably a good idea to have a professional city manager or administrator. Should we go to that, then we wouldn't need a full-time mayor. And talking to the present mayor, he's all in favor of that as well. He would have no problem with that. So that's something we need to address, and that's another issue that, given the opportunity, I'll bring up again. Circumstances right now today are such that we couldn't afford it. However, with possible retirements coming up, should the mayor go to part-time, that salary would be reduced, you know, juggling the books, so to speak, we'd be able to afford one. And I think it's a very, very good idea. So I would be in favor of that.
Any other topics I haven't? We have covered a number of topics. Anything I haven't thought to ask about that you want to let people know about or that you feel are just big topics that people should be thinking about?
You know, no, I don't think we should limit ourselves to the big ones. The CSO project, of course, is a major issue facing the city. But recently, the trash cans, the new dump cans, have come up. And that's another issue that has surfaced. How do we replace them? Should we charge the residents to replace their worn-out container? Personally, at this point, I'm not in favor of that, simply because the residents didn't ask for these. We told them, this is what you're going to get. Now, if a resident destroys them, then that's a different story. But if they just wear out over use, then, you know, normal use, then I don't think we should charge them. These are things that the residents need to know that we're looking at or thinking about. Recycling. In my going from door to door, an individual talked to me about recycling, and they came up with an idea, perhaps we could reward those who do recycle. I'm not in favor of raising the fees at this time. I think there's other things we should explore and look at. And maybe there is a way we could reward those who do recycle and make it worth their while. It'll benefit the city, benefit the environment. We'd all profit by it. So I don't think there's small issues that should be ignored. I think they all should come forth. I think we've hit quite a few of them, and I'm sure when I leave I'll think of a few more. But I don't want to ignore any of them. They're all important.